Harper Audio presents The Gift of Change, Spiritual Guidance for a Radically New Life, written and read by Marianne Williamson. Introduction. The Challenge to Grow. The times in which we live are difficult, more difficult than a lot of people seem willing to admit. There's an abiding sense of collective anxiety, understandable, but not always easy to talk about. When things aren't going well for you in your personal life, perhaps you call a friend or family member, go to a therapist or support group to process your pain. Yet when your feelings of upset are based on larger social realities, it's hard to know how to talk about them and to whom. When you're afraid because you don't know where your next paycheck is going to come from, it's easy to articulate. When you're worried about whether or not the human race is going to survive the next century, it feels odd to mention it at lunch. And so I think there's a collective depression among us, not so much dealt with as glossed over and suppressed. Each of us, as individual actors in a larger drama, carries an imprint of a larger despair. We are coping with intense amounts of chaos and fear, both personally and together. We are all being challenged in one form or another to recreate our lives. On the level of everyday conversation, we conspire with each other to pretend that things are basically okay, not because we think they are, but because we have no way of talking together about these deeper layers of experience. If I tell you what happened in my personal life today, I might also mention how I'm feeling about it, and both are considered relevant. But when it comes to our collective experience, public dialogue allows for little discussion of events of equally personal magnitude. We accidentally bombed a school today and 50 children died. How do we feel about that? We don't go there. So we continue to talk mainly about other things at a time when the news of the day is as critical as at any time in the history of the world. Not dealing with our internal depths, we overemphasize external superficialities. Reports on the horrors of war appear intermittently between reports on box office receipts for the latest blockbuster movie and a Hollywood actress's vintage Valentino. I see the same behavior in myself as I jump from writing about things that demand I dig deep to obsessively checking my emails for something light and fun to distract me. It's like avoidance behavior in therapy, wanting to share the gossip but not wanting to deal with the real, more painful issues. Of course we want to avoid the pain, but by doing so, we inevitably cause more of it. And that is where we are today. We are acting out our anger and fear because we are not facing the depth of our pain.